The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Be wise. Be smart, behave, my heart. Don't upset your car when she's so close. Be soft, be sweet, but be discreet. Don't go off your beat. She's so close for comfort. Too close for comfort. Please, not again. Too close to know just when to say when. Be firm, be fair, be sure, beware. On your guard, take care. While there's such temptation, one thing leads to another. Too late to run for cover. She's much too close for comfort now.
Francis Albert with Joe Piscopo on the radio. Good morning, 6:06. Happy Thursday. Great to have you here this morning. What a morning. Oh, my goodness gracious. Did you drive? Did you see the weather? Did you see the roads? There was a state of emergency. The roads were awful yesterday. I came in last night. I said, let me come in last night. This is what happens. And a good morning to you, 6:06. Got a great show for you. Al and I are here. Matt Conklin producing. Frankie's on a week-long break. And we have listen. John McLaughlin's on. I'm so excited. Love John McLaughlin. He's the pulse. By the way, the pollster. We're talking 2020 with Mr. McLaughlin in the 7 o'clock hour. You know me. I need therapy, but I don't get therapy. Why? Because Dr. Keith Ablo is on the Piscopo Show, the official psychiatrist for the Piscopo Show. So Dr. Keith will be here in the 7 o'clock hour as well. Thank you, Albert. 5 minutes after 8 o'clock, Steve Perillo. What's going on with Perillo? You can't, but you know what? You got to call because they're selling out like crazy. The second bus is like already sold out. And I'll tell you all about what's happening, who I'm bringing to Italy and who I'm not bringing to Italy. I know you can't stand the suspense. Assemblyman Robert Auth is with us. What's going on in Jersey? And I hear your nice tweets and everything. You're ready to take back New Jersey. That's something we're seriously considering, and you and I have to talk about it. What can we do? How do we do it? Because you could see New York is gone, California is gone, and Jersey's on its way out. And boy, when you're from Jersey, man, and you're from there, and you see everything that it stands for, and you think about your family that came over here, you wonder, wow, what's going on? What about us? They forget about us. They don't even address the property tax issue. By the way, we'll talk to Robert Auth about that. And then, you know, speaking of Jersey, he's a Long Island guy who lives in Jersey. Jim Brewer on the show, the 9 o'clock hour. So you never know what's going to happen. He's performing at Bergen Pack. You want to see one of the funniest live shows you've ever seen? You got to catch Jim Brewer in concert. He's just funny. He's natural. He's organic. Great dad. Great guy. Former Saturday Night Live star Jim Brewer will be this in the 9 o'clock hour at 8 minutes after 6 o'clock. And, you know, everybody's talking about this mullet, this Jesse Smollett situation. What happened with this kid? I don't know why I feel sorry for this kid. It's such a bizarre situation. Why would he orchestrate it? And then, by the way, he's innocent till proven guilty. This guy that orchestrated this quote-unquote hoax in Chicago. What if those two kids... Maybe they're using him. You don't know what's happening. So I like to be objective, but man, what a bizarre, only in America, you know? And why would someone do that if indeed he did do that? We'll get into it. The Mueller probe's about to come in. You hear that? All right. Oh, we're going to get the Mueller probe, his report's going to come out. Hey, $30 million later, 2 years later, you think we care? You think anything's going to be in there? Anything's going to be in there. And all it is to take down this administration. Nothing that has anything to do with you or I. And I don't, you know how suspect I am? You see, when you do a Mueller probe, if I could just pontificate for a second, you do the Mueller probe, it just dilutes law enforcement everywhere. When you do a takedown, you know, you do like a Gestapo-type takedown, the way they did of Roger Stone. And in the middle of the night, they did that raid, the early morning hours, rather, right? Then it dilutes law, in my opinion, it dilutes law enforcement everywhere. Because now you're suspect, you're going, well, look, I mean, they're going after the president. They have nothing on the Russia probe. And Adam Schiff and Gerald Nadler, they don't know what to do. They're beside themselves because Mueller can't come up with anything. And then they're going to try to look for something else, and you get suspect. So when I see a lieutenant in the Coast Guard, stay with me on this. This guy, apparently a quote-unquote white supremacist, right? He's in court today. You heard the story. Coast Guard lieutenant. He wanted to kill everybody. He has a list of all the liberal folks running for office, you know, president. And from Cory Booker to and then even Joe Scarborough on MSNBC. It seems too set up. That whole thing is weird. I don't know what. And you know what I mean? So, and I'm sure it's not. And I'm sure that this guy is a wacko. And thank God they arrested him and they're going to take him down. But the point I'm making is because they what they're doing, how the Democrats do these witch hunts, I'm suspect of everything that happens now within the United States government. And that I'm a libertarian. I'll tell you that straight up. I'm an independent libertarian. I'm a conservative. I just don't trust the government when anything comes out anymore. Anything. Starting with the mishandling and the criminality of the IRS, the way they are allowed to go after us. I'm telling you, the Gambino crime family isn't as tough as the Internal Revenue Service. And now they're doing the Mueller probe, and they start going after the president for every little thing. Now this Coast Guard story is that's really weird. But listen, I'm going to take it for what it is. This guy's a white nationalist, I guess, and he wanted to go after all these liberals. He had guns. So there's another story, you know, that we're going to be following. But you know what? We'll get into it all as we as the show unfolds this morning. So it's I said last night, and I go, all right, we're doing a great benefit I'm going to tell you about tomorrow in Long Island, Staten Island. I'm going to be in Staten Island tomorrow. We want you to be there. I'm going to tell you all about a great, great cause, and I'll be out there, and I'll chat about that in a second. But I say, okay, let me just go into the city late because I want to make sure everything's okay at home. So I get on the – and you're not supposed to be driving yesterday, right? The state of emergency in New Jersey, right? Great. Okay. But I got to get to work, so I'm going to get on the road. No one was on the road. It was great. And I left like 7 o'clock at night. It was kind of late, right? And I go down 78. And the back roads were – the back roads weren't too bad. But 78 was just – it wasn't plowed. It was a state of emergency. The road wasn't plowed. So I go, well, I'll be careful. I'm going real slow. But it is salted to the point where the car is not slipping. So I have confidence in the salt on the road, the brine, whatever they use on the road. And I'm driving like this. And then I go in and I go to my 7-Eleven. I go to my Suki 7-Eleven over there. It's like the go-to place. It's 78. You know, everybody kind of converges there on the 7-Eleven. You stop there, you get a snack, you know, whatever you got to do. So I go in there. All the plows are lined up outside the 7-Eleven. All the plows are there. I go, like, wait a minute. And then I go in. And this is just neither here nor there. I'm just riffing this morning. Is that not one person at the place spoke English. The plow drivers didn't speak English, and I don't even know what language everybody else was talking. It was great. And I kept thinking of my grandfather. My grandfather was a hatter. He was a what they call a skilled laborer, you know. And the only reason why when I tell you come to the country and you learn the language. The reason I don't get upset when people don't, you ever walk into a place and no one speaks English and you go, wait, isn't this America? Does anybody talk to these people? When you come to the country, maybe you should learn the language. And if someone from the outside that comes in, it doesn't bother me because of this, because I think of my grandfather making the hats in Manhattan. He used to block the hats when everybody wore hats. I'm the only guy who wears a hat now. And he was the Italians were skilled laborers and they blocked the hats. And I'm sure during his break, he spoke in Italian. Don't you think so? He spoke in Italian to his fellow workers. And maybe when he walked home, he spoke in Italian. But I was interested. And this is neither here nor there. And it doesn't bother me because I think of my grandfather trying to learn the language. He never really learned the language. He never mastered the language. But I didn't know. But the fact of the matter is, the plows were there, man. And no one's plowing. And when you got there was about, there had to be at least 4 inches of slush
on the 78. And if there's a state of emergency, and if they brine the roads, and it was the end of the snow cycle. It was 7 o'clock. You saw it was starting to rain. It was starting to warm up a little bit. Don't you plow the roads there? Isn't that what we're paying taxes for? So I just very carefully, very slowly walk in. I drive in, right, nice and easy down 78. I get into the Holland Tunnel. Go to the Holland Tunnel. I mean, now I'm tired. I said, "Oh my gosh, what a ride!" I got in there, finally get in there, and only me. This is only me. It's a quarter after 6 o'clock. I couldn't wait to tell you this. Sometimes things happen. I can't wait to tell you because you know me. I want to just get in the elevator. Go up, just get to sleep, rock and roll, get up in the morning, walk to work, great. So I'm going into the elevator, and then there's, like, I see a guy meandering around. A guy just meanders around, and he's talking to everybody. Apparently a lot of time on his hands. This is at the hotel. And he goes, and I go, oh, gosh. I go, now this guy's going to come to me. Do you think like that? I'm like, Larry David, this guy's going to come and talk to me for a second. I go, don't, please don't. So he's meandering around, and he goes around. Then I go, okay, now he meanders toward the bar. I go, great. He's not going to approach me. I could just get into the elevator. He goes down, goes to the bar, you know, and he goes, and I run into the elevator. I go in, and I push the button. Just before it closes, he sticks his hand in, and the guy gets in. Now I think I'm being stalked. So I go, oh, now there's a guy. Now he's going to try to start a conversation. Sure enough, this guy, and I'm exhausted after my ride. I'm slipping into work. I just want to, he goes like this. Hi. He starts talking to me. Listen to this. He starts talking, and I don't want to be rude because he's a fellow human being on God's earth, right? So now, but I don't want to talk to you. You ever get like that? Just, can I just go to my room? He goes like this. He goes, Guess we're just going to go back to our room and sit around and then just get something to eat. He's telling me this in the elevator. Only me do I have a stalker in the middle of the night as I'm trying to get to bed. So now what do you say to somebody like that? And I got my hat on. I'm looking straight ahead. You know that look like when they say peace be with you in church? Do not touch me. I swear to God, I'm a germaphobe. Don't even touch me. I'm in the elevator. I'm not saying a word. And he goes, guess I'm going back. I'm going like, and I turn to him because he's a human being, and I don't want to be rude. I go, would you like to maybe, they could probably make you something downstairs in the restaurant. Well, I don't think they have any. What am I going to do, invite this guy to my room, sit down in our underwear and have something to eat? Are you kidding me with this guy? So then he gets off the same floor I get off. And I reach for my phone and I dog it. I just step to the side. Oh, geez, I better make that call. And I let him go away. Only Albert, only me. Stalked, only me.
I don't know why you didn't just do this. But he would have ran the other way.
What? Why? Why do I attract these people?
And why would you say that in an elevator? I guess we're going to go back to our room. You know what I would have said?
Just get something to eat.
I would have walked away. Yeah.
You got to go back to the room. Why me? Oh, my God. I couldn't wait. I said, as it's happening.
You're like a weirdness magnet or something.
I do. I own it. Yeah. They feel like they could gravitate to this guy.
But also,
in the elevator.
I think because you're known. You know what I mean? Known.
Yeah.
I mean, they may mistake you for Joe Pesci.
They thought I was Joe Pesci.
But the point is,
hey,
people know who
you are. I make you laugh.
Yeah.
When I come to your room and I eat, I make you laugh.
Maybe
what
you've been away a long time, Billy.
Like
you don't
clown.
Understand. I don't shine shoes no more.
I'm like a clown. Okay. Hey, by the way, Jim Brewer, best Pesci, man. Jim coming on in like hour. And I was thinking, Al, you would just go.
I would ignore him.
He's
a human being.
He's a fellow human being on God's earth.
Have you ever gotten into the elevator in this building? You know how many people have their head down in their phones?
I know.
Think they're getting off on the first floor and they walk out on the third. One person one time, I just shut the elevator door. wait for the next one. Sorry. Well, pay attention.
I must say, though, I was a little creeped out when the guy goes, well, like that. He goes, well, yeah. I go, say? He goes, I guess we're just going to go back to our rooms and just get something to eat.
Yeah. Let me open up the hotel bar in my room. Come on in. Out of here. Are you nuts?
Now, answer me this. Am I supposed to turn to the guy and go, would you like to have a drink? And I said, well, there's food downstairs, and you could probably go to the restaurant downstairs.
You should have said it.
I don't think
it's over. The wrong week to give up amphetamines or something. You know, you looked in airplane. Yeah, that's all you had to do. You would have dropped that. The guy wouldn't have said another word to you. He would have been looking at you like,
Sometimes you want to pull a Larry David and you want to say, I have really no desire to exchange any words with you.
Right.
I am so in a zone because I have to get up very early in the morning. I don't want to be rude. I don't want to be rude, but please, I don't want to carry on. But then it's confrontational. I don't even want to go there, and I'm trying to be nice.
Larry certainly had that many times on his show. Remember when he had the hooker in the car to get in the SUV lane to get to the Dodger game?
That's a good way to start the morning.
That was a funny scene. He picks up a hooker.
All right.
What? It's a show. He picked up a hooker so that he could have two people in the car to go in the SUV lane so he could get to the Dodger game.
Right, and then he had
to bring her into the game because she wanted to go see the game.
Oh, well, thank God it wasn't.
That's why you don't talk to people.
It wasn't that bad.
But you don't talk to people.
What if it was a gal that just said...
Now, here's the... Hold on a second.
Come on, Danny.
That's discriminatory because it was a guy.
You're Joe Piscopo.
A young woman...
You're Joe Piscopo.
And she went... Said the same thing. This will go back to our rooms.
You're right.
I guess I'll just have to order.
And Joe,
would you like to come to my room? You know, they have room service here.
Come on in.
Hey, maybe there's something in the mini bar.
Only me, though. Only me that I don't have Toblerone? I don't have a nice gal that goes, I guess I just got to go back to my room and get something to eat. No, it's some strange, creepy dude.
Guess we got to go back to the room.
Only me. Oh, 20 minutes.
See, but again, this is Joey Benefit. This is another part of Joey Benefit.
You can't make it up. Debbie, do him. Deb, only me. Am I right?
I love that story.
Guys, look at me. Why do I attract these people like that? And he's wandering around, and I have a radar for people like that. That he's wandering around. I know he's wandering around, and he goes to the front desk.
Right.
He starts.
He's
starting conversation, and then he wanders to the bar. I go, okay, here's my exit strategy. Onto the elevator to my room because I know he's gonna. Sure enough, he gets in. It's like the Predator, you know, like the movie, the Predator, the hand of the elevator.
Yeah,
Billy, come on.
Hi.
Get to the chopper.
Get to the chopper.
Get that weird guy coming into the elevator. Get to the chopper now. Go ahead, kill me. Kill me now. Come on. Have food in your room now.
Oh, I love that he's having small talk with you in the elevator.
And it couldn't be a nice, lovely gal. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. Some big, brawny guy. Hey, Joe. I guess we have to go back to our rooms now.
Even he and I in a room together watching Fox News, eating something.
Hey, you like Tucker Carlson? Come on in.
Deb, only me. No, it didn't happen. Oh, God. 22 after 6
it's
o'clock.
That's so funny.
Oh, Deb, how we doing traffic wise out there? And a good morning to you, Debbie Duhame.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Al. Let's take it out to 84 eastbound, getting out toward the Newburgh Beacon Bridge. It's an accident. A little bit icy north and west of the city, but in the city, you're moving okay. 84 west, exit 18, an overturned tractor trailer. So, again, we are seeing some icy spots north of the city. Also on 202, it's closed in Mahwah over by Route 17. Accident with a down pole to contend with over there. Alternate side parking rules are suspended for some snow removal. Metered parking rules in effect. Inbound GWB, that's 10. Lincoln, 15. Holland, about 15 minutes in. And watch for some slowdowns on the westbound belt, getting out toward Lefferts Boulevard. Northbound Van Wyck slowing down, getting up toward Jamaica Avenue. And the northern state west, right at the LIE, some earlier problems cleared out of the way. We're still seeing some slowdowns as you head over to the Pascack Valley line of New Jersey Transit, a 45-minute delay, and the Gladstone branch of the Morrison-Essex line suspended between Summit and Gladstone. Partly cloudy today, high in the 50s. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, I'm Valerie Smaldone with news about a brand new radio show Saturday mornings at 9, Bagels and Broadway. I'll be giving you the latest Broadway and off-Broadway news, talking about theater in unusual places, a great restaurant find, a food product that's unusual, having conversations with actors, producers, and the heroes behind the scenes, chefs, entrepreneurs, and more. Join me and some fabulous guests. You bring the bagels, I'll bring Broadway. Saturday morning at 9 on AM 970.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 23 minutes after 6 o'clock. A great good morning to you. Happy Thursday. Telling you about Balance of Nature. We love Balance of Nature. It is fruits and vegetables in capsule form. See, usually I take some kind of Siberian root, which is kind of, it's like kind of like a ginseng. But this morning, I just ran out, got on the road, and I forgot all my stuff, but I took my Balance of Nature with me. And I took it this morning, and I took extra last night, because Dr. Douglas Howard said, you know, If you could double up, if you feel like you're going to have a stressful day, you could double up on it. It doesn't bother your stomach. It's easy to swallow. And I'm feeling it now, man. I'm feeling like the energy now. Balance of nature. Dr. Douglas Howard, this is fruits and vegetables in capsule form. The most natural way for it to just approach life in a wellness way, you know. And now I'm on this balance of nature journey, and I invite you to do the same. Frankie Five Boroughs, you hear Frankie talks about it all the time. He's been talking about it for years. And Kevin McCullough and everybody's been talking about, telling me about balance of nature. I said, let me try this. I tell you, I invite you to call and at least try balance of nature. 800-246-8751. Your life is like my life. Strange people walk into elevators. I know you run into the same thing. I know you do. Exactly what happens to me happens to you. Now, if you need a little extra energy because of all the aggravation in life, you know, you got to try balance of nature. 800-246-8751. Use the promo code TheAnswer for 20% off any first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Have it shipped free, free shipping, or go to balanceofnature.com. Please be sure to use the promo code TheAnswer. What do I always say? Good health, it's only a phone call away. 800-246-8751. Promo code TheAnswer.
Joe Walsh, coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970, TheAnswer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Store. There it is. Crosstown traffic. I love this. Jimi Hendrix with Joe Piscopo, 25 minutes after 6 o'clock. Big Al in the house. Debbie Duhaime's here as well. AM 970, The Answer. Jimmy with Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us. Oh, look at this nice gift. You know, I am so delinquent. I just am delinquent. My life is such where I just don't have time to settle, to look, to organize. My office is a mess. They put the new windows in the office, in the building, this beautiful building that we're in. And I just never redid my office again. Because guys can't do that. I'm sorry. Guys can't organize. Guys can't keep. You could look. You just can't. I don't think it's like a, I don't know if it's a hereditary thing, a genetic thing, but my office is a mess. So I just saw something. This has kind of like Christmas wrapping on it. This looks like it's a nice original note. And this comes, dear Joe, your command of Latin, Greek, English, Chinese, and dialects is unique to a shining talent, all my love. Well, thank you very much. And I got to tell you, now just make sure I got this. This is from... Oh, I hope I have this right. Terry Faye Goldman, is that right? Copeland, is that right? Gosh, I hope I have the right, because she just sent me, Terry, whoever sent me, look at this, Albert, huh? Wow. This is beautiful.
That's great.
It's an auction from property from the estate of Jerry Lewis. Matt, look at that. Is that
That's
beautiful?
Awesome.
Look at this. No, it's got Jerry. Great picture of Jerry. So apparently you're invited. Oh, this was June 21st. Maybe this is June 21st coming up.
Oh, I don't know. There's a date on the side of it.
No,
let me see.
Look at this.
There's a date on the side of the thing.
Yeah, right here. Yeah. Oh, last year it was.
Yeah.
Oh, I missed this whole thing. It's a book of Jerry Lewis items that was auctioned off. That I'm sure some of it's still available.
Oh,
look.
Really? Jerry had quite the gun collection.
Look at his gun.
Yeah.
It's all pistols. This is like an old
little handgun.
Look at an old Ruger Blackhawk revolver. That's a 44 Magnum. That's an old. Look at these. Look
wow.
at these. He had, okay, a lot of
guns. A lot of gun rifle.
What are you kidding me?
Jerry had an arsenal.
Look at this. So this is an. Thank you very much. And Matt, check out if you could see, because it's handwritten, and if you could see who exactly that is, because it's very nice. You know what? Look at this. Look at this. This is the outfit that he wore on the day the clown cried. That is a very. I have that script, by the way. I have that script. It's in a safe, and that is one of the film that never got released. It's about Holocaust, and it's about the clown that would lead the children to the Holocaust that Jerry played. Very, very controversial. Never got released, and this is the outfit from that. So thank you, Terry. I guess it says Matt. We're trying to find out. Thank you so much. See how people love me. You think the guy in the elevator could have given me something, a present, as opposed to saying
you're like Murano?
Yeah, we want.
You got to give you something in the will. I mean, really?
Call Connors and Sullivan. Leave something for us. But Jerry's stuff is just great. He'll give you little things as you go along. You know, I have to tell you this, Jerry Lewis. Sorry, then we'll get into the news of the day. 6:29. When I did the telethon, I was on Saturday Night Live. Jerry hosted, and he said, "I want you to do the telethon with me." I said, "Jerry, you want me to step on the telethon stage with you?" Remember the Jerry Lewis telethon?
Right.
I go, "Great." So I go, "Oh my gosh, it's a Jerry Lewis telethon. You're young, Matt. You don't understand. This was like the Labor Day thing, and it was huge. And Jerry, God rest his soul, raised billions with a B dollars for kids with muscular dystrophy, right?"
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it was like a thing. I go, "Yeah, okay. Well, okay. So this is the plan. Jerry, during a commercial break, you take a commercial break. I will dress like you, and then I'll come out to the podium and welcome everybody back as Jerry, but it'll be me, and then you come out and you catch me doing you." I'm like, "Oh, great. That'll work, Joe. That's great. Let's try to do that."
Okay.
I'm going through my wardrobe. I don't have a tuxedo shirt. I don't have a tuxedo. And I go, "Oh." And I, you know me, I just forgot to bring the shirt. So I go, "Oh." And I go, "What?"
Should have went in an elevator. Would have been a strange guy. Might have had one.
Can you give me the shirt off your back? Right. Jerry Lewis gave me the shirt off his back.
Oh, wow.
He was so meticulous. He goes, I go, "Oh, gosh." I go, "Jerry." Now he goes, "No problem. Just go into my wardrobe. Just take anything you need." He had custom-made shirts with double buttons coming down the front. When I tell you about the Indochino and everything.
Now, did it fit? I mean, was it?
Yes. Because he was, you know, we were pretty much the same size. He's a little taller. He was like a pretty tall guy.
Okay.
So I put on Jerry Lewis's tuxedo shirt. Mm-hmm. I was with it had like double buttons, like where your regular buttons are down your shirt. There were two, four, six, eight, like that, in black, you know, really fancy. And I wore I thought that he gave me the shirt off his back. And I came out, and the bit worked. It was great. I came out and I said, "Welcome back to the telethon. Great to have. We've already raised." And then Jerry kind of stalked me from behind.
Right.
People didn't know, man.
It's out there.
The video's out there somewhere, you know. So I immense respect and love for Jerry Lewis.
That's
miss him dearly.
Cool.
So thank you for sending this. This is great, the auction, because I'll pick up some of those.
But
items
you didn't know he had quite the gun collection.
I had no idea. I knew he was. Jerry was. You know, he was like he electronically everything Sony came out with. All the Japanese always at the forefront of electronics. They would give it to Jerry to try out. Because he was like a god. People don't realize. In France, they always say, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But internationally, Jerry was like that.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, he would have all these recording devices and all the state-of-the-art devices like that. So, but I did not know he had guns like that.
Cool.
Jerry Lewis. And rest in peace, Jerry. We miss you dearly. 6:31 with Joe on the radio. So what's going on with this lieutenant? And Al, you're a common sense guy, and I love you for that, man.
Right. Well, thank you.
Why am I? And I see Mueller probe. I see everything happening with it. I see how the IRS works. My distrust of the government, you know, now that you have a president that's trying to turn it inside out and backwards, which this is why we elected this man.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's a lieutenant in the Coast Guard that's a white nationalist.
Former Marine.
I'm suspect of this, but give me the facts first,
please. Well, here's the thing. So he's being accused of being a domestic terrorist. He's going to be in federal court today for a detention hearing. FBI agents arrested Lieutenant Christopher Paul Hassan, seized a stockpile of
What's
weapons and ammunition.
What's his name?
Hassan. Hasson. Stockpile of weapons and ammunition from his home near Washington on Friday. Prosecutors say he planned to attack politicians and journalists as part of a plot that was on a scale rarely seen in this country. Apparently, he self-proclaimed white supremacist, lived in a basement apartment in Washington, D.C., had an arsenal of weapons. I mean, rifles, pistols, all kinds of different things. Apparently, he wanted to start biological warfare, had a whole hit list of people that he was going after. Nancy Pelosi, Cory Booker, apparently Chris Cuomo from CNN, Joe Scarborough, all these different people that he wanted to attack. What is surprising to me is that if this guy claims, you know, who he is as a white supremacist, and apparently had been talking about it maybe at his job, nobody dialed up the FBI sooner?
But they're going to use this. You know they're going to use this against the president. I'm telling you, the white nationalists going after the liberals. That's why, forgive me, and call me and tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm being too paranoid. Tell me I'm being too cynical. Every time something like this happens, I'm cynical now, and I'm paranoid that this is just an example to say, you see, this is what the president causes. This is what you're going to hear about.
Well, I think you're right. I think that's part of it. But also, look, it's a good thing that they found this guy, and they got him in jail, and taking him off the street, whereas opposed to the Jussie Smollett situation in Chicago, where he's eventually going to turn himself in with his attorneys. He is attacking the president on a false premise. Yeah. There is a difference.
You know what? You're right. And with this guy, with this Coast Guard guy,
right.
and you're going to see they're going to use this against the president. But what's that going on with the Virginia governor with what this guy did?
Well, you apparently,
notice it's going away, and his lieutenant governor at Fairfax. That's apparently going away. If this was the smaller thing, they're not even concentrating on. It's just a gossip story at this point. You're right. They don't get to the core of the matter. You know why? Because if it doesn't go along the liberal, socialist, progressive way of thinking, it never makes it to the news. What the Virginia governor? If that was, what about Judge Kavanaugh? What they did with Kavanaugh?
The citizens are supporting him in Virginia. See, that's the thing. They want him to stay in office.
No,
so they're kind of I agree. I agree. I think he should step down. But, his constituents
but
are
saying it goes away in the press. The press doesn't follow up on it because he's not
but
a conservative and he's not a Republican.
The Smollett thing is important because here's a guy who is gay, who is accusing people of attacking him with a Donald Trump agenda, which did not happen. It's fake news. They have a video of these two guys buying supplies to attack this guy.
Yeah.
But what it does is if people are out there who have been attacked, who have faced this type of violence, they're going to be afraid to step forward. And that is what's wrong. And that's where I'm hoping that this guy doesn't just get a slap on the wrist and a fine and he walks away. I think this guy deserves to serve jail time. I think he deserves to have to pay back the Chicago Police Department
If it wasn't the two other guys.
No. But they have video of these guys buying the supplies.
Yeah.
Again,
and the cops would know if they got those
right,
guys
and they're treating him as a suspect now. This Jussie Smollett.
Yeah,
and what I don't understand is, you're on a hit show, you're doing well. There's no intention of you being written off or having to move on.
Yeah, yeah.
Why are you doing this?
Yeah.
What is your purpose here?
That's why Bleeding Heart Joe over here. I feel sorry for the guy because he seems just so misguided. 877-970-2999. A lot to get into. John McLaughlin is with us, the great pollster. Dr. Keith Abloh will be chatting about this Smollett situation with Dr. Keith. Steve Perillo in the 8 o'clock hour. You know, when we come back out, we're going to talk about Italy, what we're doing. I think I made a decision.
What's is that right?
On? Who am I taking? And we're going to see what's going on. Yes. Yeah, we're going to see what's going on. So Steve Perillo.
Oh, this has got to be a woman.
No, it's not
a guy.
Who's Joe going to take to Italy? Steve Perillo is coming on the 8 o'clock hour, but I'll give you a little hint when we come back. Assemblyman Robert Auth and Jim Brewer. I mean, the SNL legend. This kid is funny, man. Jim, he's a great guy, a good friend, and he's going to join us in the 9 o'clock hour. Jim, by the way, is at Bergen Pack. You don't want to miss Jim live on stage at Bergen Pack in Englewood. 6:36 with Joe on the radio. Big Al's got the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
33 degrees at 6:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. There are more cases of Legionnaire's disease, this time in the Bronx. Health department officials said yesterday they're investigating after two people came down with the illness at NYCHA's Bronx River Houses. They are working to clear out the building's water system. The suspected source of the contamination, residents of the complex are urged to take baths rather than showers, which can spread infected droplets more easily. Symptoms of Legionnaire's disease include fever, cough, or flu-like symptoms. Authorities are saying Senator Cory Booker was among the targets listed by a Coast Guard officer facing charges for planning a domestic terrorist attack. FBI agents arrested Lieutenant Christopher Hassan and seized a stockpile of weapons and ammunition from his home in Silver Springs, Maryland on Friday. But authorities say that's just the tip of the iceberg. Government court filings claim he planned to launch a terror attack on a list of targets that included Booker, as well as other prominent Democrats such as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, and several Democratic presidential hopefuls. In sports, college basketball, St. John's lost 78-59 at Providence. Seton Hall lost to Xavier 70-69. And as you heard right here on The Answer last night, Syracuse over Louisville 69-49. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. The Morris and Essex line on the Gladstone branch of New Jersey Transit, it looks like you're suspended between Summit and Gladstone with overhead wire issues. Earlier problems on the Pascack Valley line of New Jersey Transit, they've been cleared. If you're heading inbound at the GWB, Lincoln and the Holland, all about 15 minutes in across the board, 202 is blocked by Route 17 in Mahwah. That's an accident with a down pole and down wires. Traffic is starting to build for you slightly here as you head over to the Cross Bronx West. West heading out toward 3rd Avenue and some volume on the LIE westbound through Casino Boulevard. Northbound Van Wyck slowing down as you get up toward Jamaica Ave and the westbound belt. That's stop and go getting out toward Kennedy Airport. Watch for some slowdowns as you head over to Hempstead Turnpike in toward Emerson Ave getting into Levittown. It looks like an accident with a down pole there as well. Partly cloudy today, high in the 50s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Indeed. Used by over 3 million businesses for hiring. Where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
If you have hard water, the Lime Scale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate Lime Scale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg talks about the positive changes he's seen throughout New York and what's coming up next for the state with newly reelected Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul. It's Reaching Out at a special time this Saturday afternoon at 4 on AM 970, The Answer.
The biggest scene in college hoops Saturday is in the Carrier Dome as Syracuse hosts number one Duke. A crowd of 35,000 will take in Zion Williamson and the Blue Devils. Tip-off 6 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer. New York's radio home for Syracuse University basketball.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka explains where socialism heads.
Socialism is a technical term
from Karl Marx, from Lenin.
It is the transitional state between creating the revolutionary conditions in a democracy that will eventually create communism. It is just the halfway point to full-blown dictatorship.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3, right before Kevin McCullough at 5 on AM 970. The Answer, brought to you in part by Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law. Whether you need help drafting a will, trust, power of attorney, or health care proxy, their experienced team of attorneys have been helping clients plan their estates for over 30 years.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 641. So great to have you with us.
You're like family to me. You are. When I tell you, let's go to Italy, when I tell you I love you for listening, you're like family. It's like we come in here in the morning. It's ungodly early. I'm now getting up when I used to come in back in the old days, you know? I mean, really. And here we are together on the radio, and I appreciate you being there, and I love you. And we appreciate your dedication to your family and to your country. God bless you. I know. Joey knows how you are. That's why I tell you about all the good things. When I read these quote-unquote commercials on our sponsors, when I tell you about Michael's of Brooklyn, how Fred and Michael came to us day one, they came to us on the Piscopo Show. And Mary, our superstar sales gal, says, Joe, I want to take you to Brooklyn. I said, Mary, why are we going to Brooklyn? She goes, we're going to go Michael's of Brooklyn. I go, Michael's? Yeah, I heard of Michael's of Brooklyn. They want to talk to you. They're going to advertise. This was a couple years ago already. And I go out. I sit with Fred. And then Johnny comes over. Mary Ann is there. Then I meet Michael. I told you, young Michael walking around, making a deal on the phone. I told you that. He was talking to, like, Target. I remember this. And I said, Fred, what's your son doing? You know, he goes, well, we're selling the sauce all around the country now. I said, get out of here. Now, one of the five best Italian restaurants out of all the United States of America, Michael's of Brooklyn. And it's right there in the neighborhood, Avenue R and Nostrand. And I always thank Mary for taking me over there because Fred is, this is great. This is family. This is family. Michael's of Brooklyn is family. And when I tell you about Michael's of Brooklyn, you're going to have the best time. You're going to have the best food. And now the Food Network considers Michael's of Brooklyn in Brooklyn, Avenue R. Nostrand, one of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States of America. And then if you are listening outside the area, and I appreciate that you do. We so appreciate that. AM970TheAnswer.com. You go to your supermarket, you're going to see Michael's of Brooklyn sauce. It's made right there on Avenue R. Nostrand, as authentic as it gets. Best jarred sauce anywhere at any time. Michael's of Brooklyn. I'm proud to tell you about Michael's of Brooklyn because I love you. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic taste of Italy for over 50 years.
Eric Metaxas, the show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
All right, Jersey Joe on a Thursday on AM 970. The Answer, great to have you here with Al Gattulo, Gattulo and Piscopo. Let me go to Frank on the phone. Good morning, Frank. How you doing this morning? What is on your mind this early morning?
Good morning, Joe. First and foremost, thank you for the Sherry's Berries. I really appreciate it. The Little Woman loved them, all 300 pounds of them.
Yeah, they're great, aren't they? Great.
I joke. Yeah, they're awesome. They're very, very good. I joke. I know my wife's beautiful. I love her. Hey, Joe, listen, Jesse Waters had a very good point yesterday.
Yes.
What do you call it? If it was two other innocent guys walking down the street that the camera caught, not the two guys that actually were in on it, he would have said yes. And those poor people would have went to jail. You know what I mean? He would have said, yeah, those are the two guys.
Yeah.
What a disgrace. Absolute disgrace. Yeah. It is what it is. Joe, again, thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for getting them, Frank. Appreciate that very much. Yeah, Jesse Waters, by the way, right on, so on top of his game now over at Fox News, Jesse is. But I see. I don't know why I feel bad for. I'll tell you why. How honest am I on the radio? I am, because I met Lee Daniels, who produces Empire. Lee is such a great guy. We had such a great time a couple weeks ago in Beverly Hills, supporting Dr. Carr, and it was great. And he was so gracious. We had the best talk. And then he went out when this kid, Jussie Smollett, was apparently accosted. He went online, Lee Daniels did, director what did he do, The Butler and all these great films. And so I'm thinking, now I'm thinking, well, this is a nice community. This is a very nice community. But this kid, Jussie Smollett, what did he do it, number one? Innocent until proven guilty, but it looked like he did, because the Chicago police would not be calling him on the carpet today. He's supposed to be in court today, right? Today's going in, Albert. Is that right?
They're negotiating his surrender.
Wow.
So we don't know.
Wow.
We don't know if he's going to be in court today. But
so, how misguided can you possibly be?
Of course.
But I feel bad for him, because you and I know it's pathetic. It's pathetic. The mantra and the narrative of the mainstream media calling the president. And again, maybe because I've known this president, I knew Citizen Trump for many, many years. Racism. Where did they even start with that? Maybe because he didn't want illegals coming into the country. This makes him racist and xenophobic and sexist. I never saw any of that. But the narrative has latched on to the liberal progressive socialists of the country. So I feel bad. I don't get angry. Nor do I hate. I feel bad for this kid, Jussie Smollett, because he grabbed onto that narrative thinking, well, he must not like gay people. He must not like black people. It's like, whoa, what are they thinking? And this is one misguided kid.
Well, but here's a guy who's made mistakes before. He was arrested. He was arrested for a DWI, used his brother's name. So again, clearly he has a habit of lying.
Yeah.
He then lies about this allegedly, goes on Good Morning America, sits there and cries to a nation about how he was attacked, et cetera, and the whole thing is made up. He has made fools of a lot of people, including the Chicago Police Department. The Chicago Police Department have a lot more important things to do with all the crime and the murders that are going on in this city, and now this guy wastes manpower and dollars, taxpayer dollars, for that. To me, that's where I think he needs to serve his time. This cannot be a slap on the wrist here.
Yeah.
And I don't feel sorry for him.
Yeah, well, I don't know that you're wrong, Albert. Frank in the Bronx. Good morning, Frank. What's on your mind this morning?
Good morning. There's been a lot of talk about the SALT, state and local deductions, and I'm very sympathetic. I even wrote letters to my electeds about it.
Yeah.
But I went to do my taxes last night, and I'm not here rallying for any politician. I go with who's good for me. For the past 23 years, we've had to pay the alternative minimum tax. I don't pay it for the first time in my life. Last year, I paid $9,000. I'm paying nothing. God bless President Trump.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Look at that from the Bronx in New York. Thank you so much. 6:47 with Joe on the radio.
I'm afraid to go for my taxes.
No,
I mean, my accountant said if everything stayed the same from one year to the next, which it has, I should get back about the same refund that I got last year, and, everything should be okay. So I'm crossing my fingers here. I got to make a phone call.
I don't talk about it. I'm gonna just. But one day you have to. If they say, Joe, you got to run, you got to run. If I ever ran, they should. How Texas runs, Nevada, Florida runs without a state income tax, and they're like, 20 times larger than the state of New Jersey. Yet the state income tax in Jersey, whether you die, they tax you. It's inexcusable.
So don't die.
It's excusable.
I'm working on it. Just saying, don't die.
I'm trying to work.
What are you doing dying for? No.
So yeah. we'll go with Debbie. So and Steve Perillo's coming on at 8 o'clock. But,
oh, yeah.
Who do I take? And then I didn't know. I mentioned Carol.
You're stumbling again. What's the matter? Everything all right?
My Jerry Lewis.
Hi, Miss Alt. Hi.
Maya Tall.
Tall. Hello.
I look so short next to you. You're so pretty.
The language.
So I said, Carol Alt, known in Italy. She speaks Italian. Right. This is great. I'll go with Carol. Carol. Then I thought of other people and go. Now, first of all, is I go to my family. I ask all my kids, and all of them are in school. And next year, it's vital school. It's like starting high school. They can't.
10
and
days is a long time.
Joey's touring all around the world. God bless him. Thank God he's doing great. My big boy. I said, who do I ask? I talked to Paulie, my
plow
cousin.
That's the plow guy? Why not?
One of my ex's boyfriends, sure.
Why not?
Well, I'm paying for him anyway.
That's
it. Yeah, there you go.
Might as well.
So I said, I go to Paul. I go to my sister, Carol. Nobody can come up with it. So I called the boss. I called Mr. Crowley yesterday. I go, Jerry, I don't know who to take, what to take. The guy that put this all together, really, you got to give our. We have a great sales team.
Right.
You have no promotion. It's all word of mouth. Thanks to you listening, that when the sales team goes out, they start from ground zero, and they've been doing a magnificent job. And Frank Volpe's leading that pack. Right. So Frank put it all together. So the boss goes, Frank. I said, I think I'm going. I'm going with a sales guy, Frank.
A good buffer.
This is what I've decided, and Debbie will. Hopefully, Debbie will go 10 minutes before 7 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Debbie, I'm going by myself. I'm just going by myself. I want to give to all the good people that are kind enough to come on to this Italy trip. They got Joe.
That's
so I'm going to be by myself. I don't have anybody else. Honey, I'll be right back. Honey, do you mind?
Right.
There's this nice couple over there.
When you're in the elevator in the hotel and somebody gets on there.
They are family. It's not like some creepy guy walking around.
Well, what if it's an Italian?
Like an Italian guy?
No.
Well, what if it's Apollonia? Monday, Friday, Wednesday. Joe Piscopo, take me to America. Want to go to America.
You know he's going
to
be upset that he's not going.
Who's that? Who's that?
Bernie Carrick.
To Italy?
Yeah.
He wanted to go.
Well,
I'm
going. Yeah, listen, Commissioner Carrick is invited. He's invited. I need security.
No, they're not
here.
Staying in the same room, Debbie. That's not gonna
they're not going to be roommates.
I asked. Rumor has it that you may go.
I may. Yeah, I'm trying to work it out. I have a couple of my friends that I'm working on.
Piscopo, Joe and Debbie, and Ponte Vecchio in Florence.
Yeah.
Well,
want to go to my hometown or go to that mozzarella tour? Come on.
Debbie, would you like to make some mozzarella with Joe?
Yeah. This guy is homemade grappa. Come on.
Me and Debbie come back married. Deb, are you thinking of going, though, aren't you?
I'm thinking about it. I am working on a couple of my friends are thinking of going with me. So I'm just, we're just trying to figure out.
Yeah, you're
going to
be
timing.
Some handsome dude there.
No, and then,
some handsome friend of yours. Hi, Debbie's friend. Who are you again, small guy?
I'm Joe.
Wouldn't go. Carol went with Andrea Bocelli. I'm by myself.
No, actually, my friend Shirley, who goes on a lot of
trips. Call me Shirley.
My friend Kathy may go. My friend Shay may go. So I'm working on a couple of my friends.
We'll get into it with Steve at 8 o'clock. Debbie's on the roads in New York for you right now, 6:52 with the great Debbie Duhaime on the roads.
Let's see what's happening right now, Joe. If you're going to be taking a ride to New Jersey Transit, the Gladstone branch of the Morris and Essex line suspended between Summit and Gladstone. It's all due to overhead wire issues. Let's go out to Levittown, Hempstead Turnpike by Emerson Avenue. That's an accident with a down pole to deal with. If you're heading to the Deegan South, pretty busy 230s down toward the Cross Bronx. Alternate side suspended, metered parking rules in effect. LIE westbound heavy right out through Utopia Parkway. Inbound side of the GWB 20. Lincoln Tunnel about 25. Holland about 25. 202 is blocked over in Mahwah. That's an accident with a down pole. 80 West exit 61 in Elmwood Park, an accident over there. Traffic is moving okay southbound Thruway at the Tappan Zee Bridge. 84 East at the Newburgh Beacon Bridge, a collision there. Again, alternate side suspended. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Did you get your Indochino suit yet? You got to get Indochino. And I tell you, if you know a guy and you want your guy to look like spectacular, and guys, if you're like me, you like to try to dress up. I'm trying to take us into the 21st century in a nice, classy way. Yeah, put a tie on. It's radio. No one's seeing us today. We're not streaming anything today. I put a suit and tie on. I want to just take it up a notch. You know what I'm saying? If you want the best suit, the bang for your buck, you've got to try Indochino.com, because you could get these high-quality fabrics that you could pick. By the way, you pick them. You go in to the – I would suggest going into one of the four New York showrooms, three in Manhattan, and that new Brooklyn showroom on Court Street. I would suggest you go and look at the fabrics. You can say – you could pick – it's so cool, because I'm not like that. I'm an off-the-rack guy. I went in there, and Justin helped me at Indochino. I went in. I went to the Short Hills one. We invite you to go to the New York showrooms. And I said, I want that color. I have this with the shirt. Everything is measured, and it's quick. You're like 20 minutes, a half an hour. Boom, you're done. And you're going to love – you could pick out the lining, the pocket, the buttons, writing your own monogram. You know I always say you deserve it? You do deserve it. It's about time you got a custom-made suit. But when I tell you it's $359, you're not going to ever find that anywhere at any time. You can go online to order at Indochino.com, or again, stop in one of the four New York showrooms, the three in Manhattan. There's one on Broome Street, one on Madison, and that new Brooklyn showroom on Court Street. And this week, you, listening to Piscopo in the Morning, can get any premium Indochino suit for just $359. You got to go to Indochino.com and enter Piscopo at checkout, okay? Or again, any of those New York showrooms. That's 50% off regular price for a made-to-measure premium suit. Shipping is free. This is so innovative. It's Indochino.com. Promo code Piscopo for any premium suit for just $359 and free shipping. It's an incredible deal for a premium made-to-measure suit. Once you go custom, you don't go back. Indochino.com. Code Piscopo.
Century Air is seeking a flight instructor in Fairfield, New Jersey. Conduct flight training of students on ground, flight, and simulator instruction. Requires current flight instructor certificate, valid FAA medical certificate. Available to work 40 hours over 6 days per week and weekends. Send resumes to info@centuryair.com. Again, Century Air is seeking a flight instructor in Fairfield, New Jersey. Conduct flight training of students on ground, flight, and simulator instruction. Requires current flight instructor certificate, valid FAA medical certificate. Available to work 40 hours over 6 days per week and weekends. Send resumes to info@centuryair.com.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank, member FDIC.
You own a local business, and your national competition is eating your lunch. But you can beat them with our digital marketing experts. We're Salem Surround. We offer a free analysis of your digital marketing and suggest methods that could dramatically increase your sales. There are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Untreated surfaces will remain quite slippery for a while this morning, mainly outside the city. Otherwise, after a cloudy, cold, damp start to the day, clouds will give way to some sunshine. Breezy, much milder this afternoon, today's high 53. Partly cloudy tonight, low 35 in Midtown, 28 to 32 in many suburbs. Tomorrow, partly sunny and a little cooler, high 46. Saturday, mostly cloudy, high 44. Rain will arrive Saturday night. AM 970, The Answer.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM 970, The Answer.
Piscopo on the radio. Good morning. Good morning. 657. We're going into a break here. I was going to give you the news, and then we're going to go to
Town Hall, top of the hour. And then we will be back. John McLaughlin, National Survey and Strategic Services Specialist. This is one of the brightest cats in all of politics. CEO of McLaughlin & Associates. We're going to be talking about the president's latest poll numbers, this 2020 race. And then Dr. Keith Abloh, what is going on with this Jussie Smollett situation? Where do you go there? And what about the Coast Guard officer now? Trying to kill everybody? Is a lieutenant? And the psychology of that. Dr. Keith will break that down with us as well. Steve Perillo, third generation CEO of Perillo Tours. Oh, you don't want to miss Steve in the 8 o'clock hour. Assemblyman Robert Auth, what's going on in Jersey? We're losing New Jersey. Where are the taxes? What's going on? No one's addressing the property tax problem. Robert Auth will address it. And the one, the only, from SNL, Jim Brewer, with Radio Piscopo, live from New York City.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
33 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The snow and rain, are moving out of the tri-state area, and warmer temperatures are moving in. Governor Murphy lifted New Jersey's state of emergency this morning. Forecasters warn commuters to still watch for some slick and slippery spots this morning. The city has suspended alternate side parking for cleanup. It's going to be a mild and sunny day. Temps in the 50s by the afternoon in most parts. An Essex County woman headed to prison for her role in a food stamps fraud scam. Newark resident Maria Vengas was sentenced yesterday to serve 2 years behind bars for using her delicatessen to trade SNAP benefits for cash. Vengas, the owner of Jenny's Deli on Summer Avenue, took in over $885,000 in the scheme between 2011 and 2018. Her husband, Manuel Vengas, pleaded guilty to the same charges last October.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.